a time of spiritual death. Now, dear reader, this sign in the case of Hazrat Mirza Sahib has been so clear and frequent that a parallel to it cannot be found in the case of any other prophet, excepting, of course, the Holy Prophet of Islam. God knows best, but Hazrat Mirza Sahib came at a time when spiritual death had overtaken the world. Not only death, but disintegration and decomposition had set in. So sad and so certain was this death that we find all the earlier prophets warning us of it. The Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God, said,
إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ نَبِيٌّ بَعْدَ نُوحٍ إِلَّا قَدْ أَنْذَرَ قَوْمَهُ الدَّجَّالَ وَإِنِّي أُنذِرُكُمُوهُ.
Every prophet after Noah has warned his people of the menace of the Dajjal. I also warn you against him. The death and destruction associated with our time was to be spread by the Dajjal. Human beings could not be more dead than they are today. To restore them to life was a most difficult task. Yet this task has been accomplished by Hazrat Mirza Sahib. He has restored to life many hundreds of thousands of spiritually dead human beings. He has created a following which has no parallel among prophets other than the Holy Prophet of Islam. Moses was a political and a spiritual leader. Many of his followers professed only outward loyalty to him. They supported and followed him out of political considerations, not out of spiritual conviction. On this, we have the testimony of the Holy Quran.
فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَىٰ إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ.
Only some young men obeyed Moses. This was the situation in Egypt. After Moses had moved out of Egypt, a majority of his people were still unconverted at heart. Politically, they were with him. For this also we have the authority of the Holy Quran. Sometime after the Exodus, a section of the people told Moses,
Ya Musa, lan nu'mina laka hatta nara Allah jahratan, fa'akhadhatkumu sa'iqatu wa antum tanzurun.
O Moses, certainly we will not believe thee until we see Allah face to face. Then the thunderbolt overtook you while you gazed on. From the Holy Quran and the New Testament, and from history, it appears that very few people believed in Jesus Christ. Of this small number, those who were sincere and had found a true spiritual life were even fewer. But Hazrat Mirza Sahib was a disciple of the Holy Prophet of Islam. He came into the world to demonstrate the spiritual graces of his master and to spread the blessings of his master's influence and his example. He was the Messiah of the line of Muhammad, not of the line of Moses. Through Hazrat Mirza Sahib, God restored many a dead person to life, and the dead he restored to life were so dead that, but for the water of life borrowed from the fountain of Muhammad, there was no hope whatever of instilling any life into them again.